this over here.
The classic Bob Dylan tune, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, seemed a fitting farewell for a mayoral race so contentious. Not long after the polls closed, Ford ascended the stage and told her supporters that she had conceded victory to her opponent. She thanked those who had worked on her campaign profusely. Ford campaign treasurer Galen Thurman, a Republican, had been waving Ford signs by the roadside all day. She said that the local media's portrayal of Ford was detrimental to the campaign.
I think probably the biggest challenge has been the lack of balance that has been represented by the media overall. I don't think overall that it was a very balanced representation of the campaign and for what she believes in and what she's been out there speaking about.
Thurman said that the media had cast the 52-year-old lawyer as someone who, among other things, was impossible to work with, something she said was categorically false.
I have never met a more loyal, a more kind, a more giving individual in my whole entire life, and I'm very, very pleased to be associated with the campaign.
St. Pete Chapter Chair of the SEIU Florida Public Service Employees Union, Frida Exum, agreed that the portrayal was unfair, but that it drew attention to key issues within the city.
I think it was belittling because she wanted to do an even key campaign. I think she didn't get a fair shake, but I think overall the majority of the people know exactly what she stands for.
Exum said that she hopes Mayor-elect Bill Foster will treat the city as a whole rather than focus on the needs of a few select groups.
We would like for him to be a mayor for the full city, not for sections, not for just certain parts of the city, not for certain parts of groups. You know, there's St. Petersburg is made of all different kinds of people and all different kinds of needs, and we would like him be compassionate to all those needs that St. Petersburg is really lacking.
Shaking hands with her supporters after she broke the news, Ford maintained a sense of optimism, though she did say she has no plans to run again as of yet. Instead, she said, she will continue to work on the issues she sees most important, including Rays Stadium.
Well, I'm going to continue to work with Preserve Our Wallets and Waterfront because this new stadium issue is going to continue to be out front, because I know that, and my concern is obviously they want to lock in the county tax and the city tax for a new stadium, and I just think there are other issues we should be looking at. So we'll continue to address that issue as it comes up.